Hello from the edit, it's Future Alvin.
Yeah, so it's Cameron here.
Hi guys, Justin here.
Hey, it's your girl T here on After Sundown Podcast.
Are you locked into the After Sundown Podcast?
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast.
Sit back and enjoy.
Enjoy.
It's about to be a mazzoline still. Yeah, keep shifting stuff.
Everyone's can't keep track. Thing is in the centre, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we just have a levels
testing,
check?
Testing.
Testing one, two. No, I can't do that. Testing one, two.
Testing one, two.
Oh, gosh.
Nah, I heard in the morning, though, because I got bare phone missed calls. From when? I was just like, oh, what's going on?
See, you weren't picking up.
Nah, because
I'd have been sleeping as well.
I was sleeping.
I was asleep. Yeah. I saw the
missed calls. I just got home.
You know, I think when you become a parent, you become a light sleeper.
Yeah. My parents are like that.
100%. Yeah. Impossible. Me, I just slept through the everything.
I'm enjoying my sleep as a parent.
You're not. You're actually not.
I don't think the sleep hits the same when you're a parent.
Nah, it doesn't. It never comes back, I feel like.
I honestly agree.
My mom's a light sleeper to this day, bro. I ain't cried for her in like, what?
Yo, I'll leave that to my wife, then she'll wake me up.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's toxic still.
Yeah, it's very toxic.
Never not put anything in. Yeah, I will protect my family.
Hey, yeah, please do.
There's so much to do in this first bit.
Anyway, welcome back to another episode of the After Sundown Podcast.
After a long time
another
away.
Episode. You can't another just episode. Jump in yeah, like yeah, that, yeah, bro.
Yeah. Right, welcome, guys, welcome to the premiere.
It's not even welcome back. It's just... We are back.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
True, it's we are back.
We've been slipping still.
Hopefully
we've been,
you can welcome us back into your hearts and into your ears.
It's not a slip. It's
like... It was intentional.
This is like... If
a
we
it's
fell off
a
mountain.
Wow.
Avalanche.
Yeah. No, if a little mountain like Licky Hills... Hey, Licky Hills. Could you fall off Licky Hills, you'll tumble down. You'll get back up again. And that's what we've done.
You'll be down there for a while. Just
it seemed, just to let you know while we've been off.
We've done role reversal a little bit as well.
True.
How?
Because I was studying last time. And now I am. Justin wasn't studying, but Justin's now working. Studying.
Yeah.
And working. You're studying. Yeah. Alvin's. And then me and you are like full time working.
Literally working. The roles have changed.
Yeah, the roles have changed.
It's been swapsy-wopsy.
Yeah.
That's good, man. I'm proud of us.
Swapsy-wopsy.
I'm going to retire next year, guys.
CBA.
It's not the time. No, you want to just die.
Talifa is striking.
Yeah. Well.
Today we will be talking about. I can't even say these words, you know.
Mate, that's what I was thinking. I said, I can't introduce this at all.
Which one? Oh, you're going to have to show me. You're going to have to highlight that.
I can't spell it. I mean, say it or spell it. Asceticism.
Yeah,
asceticism
and hedonism.
Hedonism.
I can say the hate one.
It's hedonism.
It's not hedonism.
It's hedonism.
Hedonism?
I know it as hedonism, but people know it as different.
So we've said three different ways of saying it.
Hedonism, then.
Hedonism.
This is the definition of asceticism.
Sorry. Asceticism and
I said that one right, I think.
Hedonism.
I don't think I've ever come across these words before.
We can't be discussing words.
I actually don't know the definition.
We can't pronounce them. Welcome to the After Sundown Podcast, guys.
This is a normal
where we discuss things but can't pronounce them.
That's
not our job.
Literally, it's true. We're not Oxford.
Do you know what I mean?
But like, it's one of those ones where I was literally going through like my lesson study, and I saw these two words, and I was like, "Raw, this is actually so deep," because like, if you actually think about it, both of the two are intertwined, but they're not intertwined at the same time. Obviously, we're going to be discussing that today. So obviously, like, first of all, we need to find a definition of the words. So what do you feel like those words mean? Remember that, if you know the meaning, just say it, because it's actually in the chat. So
I know, I'm going to say that's what I was going to read.
I have an example of hedonism. Let's define it first.
So asceticism, if that's how you pronounce it, is the practice of abstaining from pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then hedonism is the opposite, which is the practice of allowing yourself every pleasure. Every I do those okay. things quite often in the day, both of them. I'd say.
You know what?
100%.
That's the struggle of life.
It is the balance between the two, isn't it? Like an equilibrium.
What was your example, Darvin?
My example, I was going to give an example of hedonism briefly, is where basically the prodigal son goes out, and I think the Bible verse or the King James version uses the word, it says he lived riotously.
Yeah.
Or he had riotous living from the
boards.
Riotous is adjacent to hedonism.
Yeah.
Basically.
Because like a riot is like this disordered
taking
on chaos. All pleasure.
What?
This is my explaining tool. It helps me explain
things. All we need is a picture of that to go on Insta just so that you guys can see it.
It helps me explain things. Now, when I think of hedonism, because I'm more familiar with that word, I think more about like, there's one movie anyway, but it represents like the 12 deadly sins, and one of them was about gluttony.
Mm.
And that comes under hedonism, I believe. Mm. That, mm-hmm. Or like just consuming.
So, okay. And then asceticism.
I mean, no one wants to do that.
Gautama Buddha.
Swear.
He was.
You don't wanna.
I think abstain. He lived. I can't remember how long. He lived one period of his life, where he absolutely lived all pleasures. Like, you know how you have the two Buddhas. You have you hardly see the skinny Buddha, but they're two.
Oh,
Buddha statues. One is the fat Buddha statue, which is the representation almost of that hedonistic lifestyle.
Can you say fat?
Well, I've said it.
It's a big Buddha.
Then there's this. Then he lived his life where he was.
You sound very like you said big Bunda. No, sorry. Go on, Alvin. Sorry. I need to be sensible.
I'm
just happy. To
I
be
never
realized
that it was to do with hedonism. The Buddha being like that. Like, I didn't.
I believe that the history of. That. He was a prince and he grew up in a palace.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember whether it was a soothsayer or what came to his father, the king, and said, if your child ever sees suffering, so your child is going to become one of two things, either become a king and a great ruler, or he'll become a spiritual leader.
Mm-hmm.
So if he ever sees suffering, so his father locked him up in a castle with all the women he could have.
Jeez.
Like, for however many years. And then one day he looked out of his window, saw a poor man on the street, and that's the way he went.
Oh.
I think, as far as I can recall, I think that's the start of the story.
That's quite interesting.
That's very interesting.
You know? So he locked him up.
I say locked up. Like,
is it like,
you don't have to lock a man up with a,
He was just protected him,
He wanted him to be a great ruler and king as opposed to.
I wonder why they didn't block the windows.
So the windows. Now, what about asceticism? Asceticism. What about that? What are your views on that?
There's certain pleasures that I definitely abstain from.
There's certain pleasures that you need to
stay in bed all day and not go to work. That's a pleasure.
But that's a pleasure.
And I'm abstaining from it by going to work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Is asceticism like the restricting yourself from any pleasure and indulgence?
Abstaining.
Or no, abstaining from any indulgence whatsoever.
Yeah, I'd say
I think
so
that's
like
what
a monk.
I'd say
monks
that one
are.
Like, not more like a monk though, but obviously like there is like there is some things that you really should abstain from anyway.
Yeah.
For example, like as in eating.
Yeah.
Like bad food. For example, if you eat a lot.
Yeah.
You get fat.
Yeah.
If you are now doing even a healthy perspective, like if you're exercising a lot,
there
is like literally a theory. Let me not go into it too much, but like there's literally a theory that speaks about like is in overtraining. If you're overtraining, you're now gonna get injured, and then Alvin would have to come and get you.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. But then there's literally
the man are striking as well. So.
exactly. So it's even worse. But like there's literally things that you kind of need to abstain from. Like some pleasures that you need to abstain from. Just like kind of depends. But obviously question.
Yeah.
Light little question as well. Is there a problem with allowing pleasures? Would you say there's a problem for allowing pleasures?
I think in moderation, isn't it? I know it's that cliche thing. But it's like, I think if you don't say like if you're raising a child or something, because like, we all started there, didn't we? So I think if you allow, if you had one child that wasn't allowed to have, not even nice things, just not allowed to have certain things, pleasures or whatever, I don't think, first of all, the child could grow up to resent you. But then also, it's not normal in this life to, can I say that? Yeah, it's not normal in this life for you not to have pleasure or enjoyment or that certain type of fulfillment. So that child, they wouldn't be normal. They wouldn't be able to function in society. Like, because even if, and I'm not even talking about sin, I'm just talking about things that are pleasures that are,
well, you see, you bring up an interesting question.
You know, because I think we sometimes we do think of pleasures as sins.
Because then the question would be, like, okay, what's the difference
between a pleasure and a sin?
Whoa, a lot.
I agree. I'm just like,
but it is a default. A lot of people think pleasure. Yeah,
when we think of pleasure, we think immediately of sin. But then the things that God wants for us that are pleasurable. You know, in fact, there are a lot of things that are pleasurable when, if done in the right context, that pleasure.
No. Forget about those, because you're kind of moving onto that sin aspect. So, like, if they're not done in that context, then therefore they're sinful.
Are we talking about sinful pleasure then?
No, I'm talking about, let's talk about pleasure.
I don't think there's anything inherently wrong. There's nothing in. That's the distinction. All pleasure means is feels good. Or not necessarily feels good, but something that you delight in. I take pleasure in this. That pleases. Yeah. That's it. Mm. That's exactly it. So then there has to be two different groups of pleasure.
Yeah.
There are pleasures which, because you can enjoy things which are harmful. We can enjoy things which are harmful to ourselves, and then we can also enjoy things which are beneficial to ourselves. Mm. So I don't know if it's possible to talk about pleasure without two.
Making aside.
You think, though, as Christians, we tend to tend to discuss
sinful pleasure only.
No, definitely. But then I also feel like as Christians, like, we speak about like some pleasures are not
inherently in and of themselves sinful.
Yes, that's that I didn't know what to say like that. Yeah. But I was gonna say I'm not bad. But for example, like, my example would be like, as in, for example, caffeine. It may be like a little taboo for some people, but like,
you want to let into some Adventist homes with that? Yeah.
Nah, but like, there is actually like there's actually science behind the use of caffeine in performance. Yeah, if that makes sense. So obviously, like, some people say that, like, for example, caffeine is bad. Caffeine is all good, but obviously, everything in moderation, as someone said before, is bad.
Even I wouldn't even say like in its appropriate place, because like because moderation, if you take cyanide in moderation.
Perfect, love it.
But like, I mean, things in their right context.
Yeah, definitely.
So, for example, heroin and morphine are—they're not the same thing, but they're the same thing, to speak.
Yeah. Don't say that.
One will both can destroy. Like, a person can become addicted to morphine or codeine or anything.
Yeah.
However, one has its rightful place where, and its intended use is for the benefit of someone. Whereas the other will just destroy you.
Ruin you.
Injecting in between your toes, bro?
Everywhere. Like, crazy, I'd be injecting everywhere.
Crazy.
Like, so I would say it's the same thing with, like, say, caffeine has its place. Like, do we ought to be drinking it every morning? Like, you'll see the people who are having, like, who have their palpitations and whatnot with caffeine every morning.
For me, that's a sign that there's an issue. Definitely. Oh, gosh. That's a problem.
But then, like, I didn't know that, like, some medication, like, you know when you go to the dentist and you have, like, an injection?
Mm.
I didn't know that was one of the things that they use, one of the sedatives they used is based on the coca leaf or cocaine leaf.
Yeah.
So I'm there going, wow, all of these things which there's so many people.
That's why when certain people are so passionate, especially in church, about, oh, I would never do this. No.
You've probably done it already.
When you are in hospital, a lot of times when you're in hospital, like, obviously you have every right to ask questions and know, but I'm telling you, half of these people don't even know what's going on
to them.
So I wouldn't be talking so strong up there. Literally, it's just, pork will never go in my body. Vaccine.
That heart valve replacement.
Do you know what I mean? Like, let's not talk so passionately about things. Like,
yeah, but some people would be like, oh, well, now I know.
No, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. Even people who I come in contact with, especially when there's loads of people who are like vegetarian and there's certain medications I know has got pork in it, and most times I will you know, discuss it with them and say, is that something that you want or not?
But insulin-y or what? I'm trying to think of
enoxaparin.
Okay.
Got pork in it.
Gosh.
Yeah, medical terms.
I know, I'm sorry.
We don't know.
Blood thinner that often people get injected with when in hospital. Yeah. Or even if you had a surgery.
English. Or does that have something in... Oh, well, anyway.
But yeah, you have to... Anyway.
Pleasure.
All right, so... how can we live our best lives in God? Like, for example... I would say that I am living my best life right now. I feel like before, I was living my best life in
hedonism.
Word. Yes, hedonism. Yeah. I was living my best life in hedonism. Obviously, I was taking up
glory.
Every single pleasure. The food, the cheeks, the girls, the cheeks and girls.
I thought
the
I'm gonna say. So
wasn't taking every pleasure.
I don't know what all the.
I was taking
were.
Every pleasure, but okay,
taking the cocaine.
Okay, not the coke, but I had I've actually experienced weed.
Okay, yeah,
like I said,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Do you know what it is? I didn't get high from weed, but I did. When I say I had a nice, I'm not boosting it, by the way, guys. I'm literally not boosting it, but what I'm saying is that, like, best sleep ever when I took a weed brownie, bro. Yeah. When I say I conked up,
what, the best sleep,
best fight.
We're not recommending this, by the way.
No.
Episode number podcast does not support.
Would you say it was pleasurable,
bro?
It wasn't like
I done anything with anyone. Cause I wasn't sleeping next to someone.
Yeah.
But like when I say I conked out, I didn't do anything. Like, cause hopefully they didn't touch me either. But like, as I said, it's a relaxer, no. So obviously I'll be soft anyway. So what are we going to do? Do you know what I mean?
You better like that sign in the wind.
What, that flag?
Yeah. Just going with the flow. Whichever way you get hit, you just.
I'm so tense. I'm not even gonna go there.
What I'm trying to say is that I had the best sleep ever. By the way, I'm not trying to encourage it. Like, please do not take weed, guys. It's not for you. Literally, you can literally.
You start off sleeping and then you'll end up paranoid. Yeah, you've only done it once. Don't try it once because you might get hooked.
But yeah, what I'm saying is that, like, I feel as though I was living my best life in hedonism. Yeah, but obviously, like, on the flip side now. I feel like with the change that's come along and like with everything that's like been going on, there's obviously better ways to deal with those things. I feel like those like pleasures were literally just like coping mechanisms, in all honesty. Mm-hmm.
And can lead to addiction as well. I think that is the problem with when you give in, or what's the definition again, when you
give what's in the to wording? All pleasures. I can't remember.
I think it is giving.
Yeah, allowing yourself, yeah, every pleasure. Like you it can lead, I think it will definitely lead to addiction, because then you no longer function without that level of excitement. If you think about anything that's pleasurable, it's actually causing a chemical
reaction
in your body.
Yeah.
And your brain is going to literally remember those pathways. Okay, I did that last time, that gave me this rush. And that's why most people, when you have that pleasurable experience, or especially when it's like risky things, you want to try the next thing because it's like, this doesn't satisfy me anymore, I've got to try something more. Hey, it's such a slippery slope.
And the thing with the slope is the thing about a slope is if you're not I don't even think you have to be, even if you're careful, like, you only realise how far you've fallen. There's a point when you realise how far you've fallen and you look back up, you're like, and you don't even like you have you don't even
but clock. How did I even get here?
Which is why I don't know if anyone has been there where you're like,
I'm not saying anything.
A year ago, would I have been here? No. Like, how did that end up here?
Yeah, 100%.
I've got a verse. I don't know if anyone wants to comment on it.
Go on.
It's found in Proverbs. I think it's Proverbs 14, verse 12. I'll go back a bit, actually. So the first, I'll go from verse 10. It says, "The heart knows his own bitterness, and the stranger does not intermeddle with his joy. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish." Verse 12, "There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Even in laughter, the heart is sorrowful, and the end of mirth," which is like joy and whatever, "and giddiness and lightness and happiness, is sorrow." Mm. I don't know if anyone wants to
say thoughts on that. When, like, because I've been kind of looking at, wow, I'm more familiar with the concept of hedonism, but when I think about it, and when, like, I've been looking back at this week, I've been reading a book about money, mm-hmm. and I think that concept of hedonism links very strongly to money and our relationship with it, innit? Because whenever you get money, you tend to go after the things that your heart most desires, and then definitely. You end up over consuming, whether it's like girls or even more money or access to cars or just different things. And then most of the time, people actually end up living how they thought they would be happy. Does that sense make sense?
Yo, go into that. End up living in what they thought
would make them happy. So basically, it could be like, you know, like when you might see like a rich person, like a Ferrari or something like that, you might be like, oh, yo, I wish I was in that person's position. You get me? But you actually don't know that person's life. You get me? They could be, you know, they could have lost on the way to getting that Ferrari or whatever that success looks like. They've lost everything. You get me? In terms of, I'm not talking about, you know, their money necessarily, but they've lost all their friends, got no parents, or they've got a bad relationship with their parents now.
Sacrificed everything just to get that.
They've sacrificed a lot of the values in order to get to that position. You get me? And what you always hear it anyway from like richer people anyway, like money doesn't buy happiness. You get me?
I'm gonna throw a term out. Like, this is okay, this is a bit of a vulgar term, but I'm gonna throw it out there.
Go on.
Because I think it illustrates
go on, Alvin.
It sort of illustrates that the point that you're making in a sideways way of, a lot of times people think that what they want, or we think what we want, is good. But when we come to our senses, the modern day term, sorry adults, big people, is the term post-nut clarity, which the young people understand without explanation.
Guys, I don't really understand.
Pardon?
just the realization of the mistake you made after.
Why is it a mistake?
Because, I mean, like, if it is a mistake
in marriage, it shouldn't be.
Thank you.
Oh, it's in marriage. It's
if you haven't posed that character in marriage,
get out.
Mercy.
Get out.
What did I just do? Why am I here?
Get me out of here.
I didn't actually know that it meant a mistake with post like clarity. It's like, I thought it was just like happens. I thought it's just you just see everything. It is
that, but most likely,
but the understanding,
everything that you're understanding,
the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
I see.
With great
and he's just
convicting.
She back again,
Justin.
Why me?
Alvin, then.
The Holy Spirit.
What have you done?
What are you doing?
Back of your head, like, yo.
So, to be like that story, or an illustration of your story, what you're saying, like rich people. I always find it fascinating when people become famous or desire fame, and then they become famous, and then they realize fame is not what is cracked out to be. If like. There's a story worth reading, which feel free to read in your own time, and it's found in Luke chapter 15. And I think there are three things in the story. One is a coin, a sheep. The last lost thing is a lost son, or daughter, but lost son in the story. And he ends up, he lives somewhere where everything he wants is provided for him. He lives where everything is perfect. And he has a father, he has a brother. Mother isn't mentioned, but I assume he has a mother, but less.
Yeah. He has a father and a brother. Sorry. And I just think she died.
And then he asks for his inheritance, which you receive when your father dies, but he asks for his inheritance there and then whilst the father's alive. And the father yields to that, which our Heavenly Father does to us all the time. You know, a lot of people think that God is cruel, but God
sidetrack. It's not even a sidetrack. I saw today, I went to go see my dad in it, and then I made a joke. I was like, because he was talking, because I showed him the house lottery thing in it.
Oh,
and I was if you win it, that's obviously going to add on to my inheritance in it. And then I laughed and then I walked out in it. Anyway, nah, yeah. Then I was scrolling on Instagram. Yeah. Then I saw like this man push this old lady into the road. But I know it was a joke because it wasn't real.
Yeah.
But it looked real. But basically, the old lady was in the chair. He just let go of the chair and then she just rolled into the road.
And got hit by a bus.
Nah, she didn't get hit, but I didn't see that part. I just kept scrolling on it, but it just popped into my head. Like, some people actually go out their way
to get their inheritance.
To get their inheritance early.
Mercy.
You get me? Because of what? Like, people are out here, people do that, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's true.
Like, they just won't visit their parents or something like that for a month. They'll die eventually.
That's a cruel world.
It's a cruel, cruel world, bro.
So this geezer gets the money. He goes away, and in my imagination, he spends it on everything. He spends it on girls. He spends it on parties. And he's got loads of friends. The Bible says that.
Hedonism.
I can't say the word.
Hedonism.
Hedonism.
He lives hedonistically.
That first word was crazy. Yeah, I didn't even know what that was, you know.
Hedonism.
Heroism. Heroism.
Oh, heroism. He then... he then loses all the money. Ends up working for, I'm guessing, like a farmer somewhere in some far off land. And then he ends up coming to his senses whilst he's like, he's living essentially where the pigs live.
In
squalor.
Yeah.
And then he eventually remembers his father and where his father lives and whatnot. That's a story worth reading, but.
But I think it's important to
highlight something.
Highlight like the fact that obviously he said everything was perfect. And obviously there's the whole thing of the grass is always greener and. Like, God gives the prodigal son the story. It was showing the perfection that the son had before he left was a godly perfection. And I think that's why hedonism is so toxic, because it's the fact that it is... Because it's not... In my personal opinion, it's not godly to allow yourself to... always have pleasure, because God is a person who instills with us discipline and self-control. The fact that obviously God gives us commands, it's to I don't want to use the word restrain because it puts a negative connotation, but it's to allow us to follow.
I think we've started to come to the point where we think that constraints are negative.
Love, because he knows what happens when you give into pleasure 24/7.
There are constraints on our drive. Yeah. Like, I don't know if you guys have been in countries where the roads have no constraints.
Yeah, yeah. It's needed for order, for lot.
It's nice. Have you been in? Nah.
All I'm saying is, when you go to Egypt, and like, I was so confused because beeping means I'm turning. Beeping means I'm here. Beeping means I'm reversing. So if I'm driving, I don't want to move because I don't know what you're doing right now. Like, do I reverse because you're reversing? I was literally in the cars like. They'll do literally, it looks like a U-turn on like a dual carriageway.
Oh, that's right.
And it's just like, are we allowed to be doing this? Because there's not even a gap in the road.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's crazy.
And it's, and I bet you the accident rates are higher.
I don't know.
I'd like to look into it. I feel like it might be lower, you know.
I feel like they're underreporting,
trust me.
Underreporting. I never saw anyone else there.
Skewed statistics.
I've got a, what do we think of this verse? And what do we think of the wording as well of this verse? Because it blew my mind. Okay, so this is James chapter 1, verse 25. But whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, or walks in that way, in that law of liberty, he being not forgetful, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So, in my head, there are a few words that jump out. Firstly, like, oftentimes we think of the law as restrictive, and yet here James is calling this law the law of freedom. So, I don't know, like, and yet this hedonism thing is, there's no law, anything goes. What
the reason why, for example, like, for example, we have like loads of laws in this country. We have human rights laws, we have like just different laws. I don't know if any of you guys feel like you're like really and truly restricted. You get me? Like, we feel free, but there's all these laws. You get me? So just because, yeah, there are restrictions, but that doesn't mean that you're not free. The only, like, God didn't make a law to say, you know, he doesn't control our free will, for example. You get me? So in that sense, we are free. But we're free in the confines and the way we have to navigate the law.
I feel like we don't feel free because we're trying to balance believing in God and then the other things of this world. I think that's why it doesn't feel free, because it's like, well, how can I follow God and do this? Well, you're not meant to do the other thing. That's the problem. But it's like, when you actually, and it is difficult to get to that point where it's like you realize that everything that God does for you, or wants for you, is perfect for you. You don't want the other things. Like, you don't want it. You actually don't.
One thing I was going to say, like, as in, I do agree with both of you. Obviously, like, the stuff that you do, the stuff that you don't want, I'm kind of like living in that
hedonistic nightlife.
Yeah, it does become like a chore, and like it becomes a chore. But also, speaking about that post not clarity, you get that more often when you like lived it over a certain time, and then now when you want better for yourself, it's like you always go back to that You always go back to like that comfort zone, like as in, I need this to like to get through this. I remember like there was one time when I was in uni, and like I needed to get through an assignment, and I needed a beat, bro. But like, I was like, I'm not even talking about this. I'm talking about when I was when I was in Derby.
I never even thought about.
But
this,
like, but that's what I'm saying. I was used to that because like my brain would always go to the fact that like
those pathways. I'm telling you, they're deadly.
Habit. But like, it's one of those ones. But like, now I feel like as in I'm on that like wavelength where I'm now like reading more and kind of praying more. Like, as in, even not even that, but like, I think I was reading Romans 21. I put it in the chat, but like I put Romans 2 verse 12, or is it 21 verse 2? It was one of those ones where it said like being transformed and renewing your mind. And I was like, raw.
You literally have to rewire yourself. It is not an easy task to do, because it's like you will default go back. It's not even like you're even looking for will default go back.
Yeah, you know what it is
as well. Let's be honest.
I saw something. I was listening to a podcast just quickly this week. And it was talking about mental health. But I think a lot of people are getting stuck on the word mental health, but forgetting the brain. So the brain actually has neural pathways, which have kind of been mentioned before by Talifa. And the stronger, like every time you do something, it creates a neural pathway. The longer that neural pathway you keep doing that certain thing, the neural pathway gets stronger and stronger and stronger. If you then try to change the behavior, that neural pathway is still there and it's still strong. It's
still strong.
You get me?
Signal so strong.
What people are deep. It's not something chemical. You know, it's something actually physical. Like it's actually a pathway within your brain, and it's like shooting, and it's like
to the point where even like.
So you actually have to hard. It's like it's a software thing at first because you know,
and then it turns into a hard one. I imagine it as like you know paths that become overgrown and you stop seeing the path versus paths that are regularly well established. Trodden.
Bro, the pathway to porn. You get me? It's the highway. This big. Yeah,
bro. That's you got 10 lanes.
But then, the pathway to the Bible. You get me? The pathway to the Bible. Is like,
I said, it's looking like more dessert.
The brain's struggling to get from the right one to the left one. You get me? It's like the Bible.
And it's what's that? Everything what's is that? Overgrown and there's trees and whatnot. Yeah, and you have to like,
no, it's crazy though.
The cheating one is huge as well. You get me?
What's going on?
Not for
No.
But you know what it is? It's one of those ones where I kind of had to like, speaking of that, I had to like kind of refocus my mind and kind of force myself into the fact that like, yo, if I don't change, bro, I'll be
stuck.
Nah, it's not even that. I don't care about the stuck part. Nah, it's more like as in, because I want a better life for my future.
Yeah, not just, like,
Yeah.
I've come to the conclusion as well that if, who said this? There's someone who said this. I was watching something this week where this guy said, oh, Alvin, it's nearly there.
It's not there.
Someone gets asked the question, he is someone who stopped drinking alcohol, and he's asked the question, oh, yeah, you're teetotal, you don't even have a little bit? And he goes, and he's being asked this by a talk show host, and he goes, no, like, I wasn't an alcoholic, like, can't Bowie.
Who?
David Bowie. Like he doesn't touch, there's a point where he stopped using any drugs and using any alcohol. He's like just teetotal.
Nah, I hear that.
And he's talking about how it's changed his relationships. Like he's now close to family and friends. He stated that it, he doesn't want to touch it. He can't touch it because, and the point at which he stopped, he said in his mind, if I don't stop now,
it's more likely like
it's game over.
Game over. So
I mean, man.
And the thing is, there's this Bible. There's a Bible verse that says, "Today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart." And there's a more context to it than what I'm explaining or saying now. I think it's found in Hebrews, maybe Hebrews 3. I haven't looked it up yet, but somewhere like that. So Hebrews 1 or Hebrews 3. Somewhere else, I think in Great Controversy, Ellen White says one that blows my mind, and I've quoted it several times previously on the podcast, where she says, "The spirit persistently resisted or rejected is at last withdrawn from the sinner until there's left no power to overcome." I'm paraphrasing it, the works of the devil. Every time that quote comes into my head,
got a bit of shivers then.
Bro, and the thing is that like the Bible basis for that quote is what happens in Genesis 5 or 6, where the children of Israel, where the Holy Spirit, where God says 120 years and then shall my, what does he say? Have 120 years.
Which story are you talking about?
Noah, I'm guessing. Noah,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
The story of Noah where it says,
because when you said
your days will
Egypt,
be 120
like...
years. Yeah. Oh, did I say Egypt?
Yeah.
Sorry, the antediluvians I meant.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I kind of want to go into Colossians 3 though.
Go for it.
Like, as in, I feel like there's a lot of gems in Colossians that I've been reading recently. I'm gonna shout out Karima real quick because she gave me like the episode on Spotify about this. There's this guy speaking about Colossians.
Okay,
goes into detail, like makes it more youthful.
So, yes, like, Karima.
but yeah, like as in, I feel as though, like as in, even just speaking about like the like talking about how the knowledge of like renewed in your knowledge that you may image wait and have put. Under your new
what
self,
verse is which Colossians like 3 verse.
Yeah, created by. Is it that?
To intrigue like
Colossians 3 verse 10.
I don't know if that's. I've learned a text that's similar.
Nah, it
might be different. Colossians 3 verse 12.
No, 3 verse 10.
10, oh, sorry.
Yeah, and 17 as well.
So put on a new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become more like Him.
Mm.
And then what's the one? 17.
Yeah.
And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the
Father.
Can
we deep those verses? So
no, definitely.
notice, and whatever. You know, when every time the Bible says that, we don't deep it, and it hurt, like, because it's scary. Like, whatever you do, like, there's another verse that says, whether you eat or you drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God.
Yeah.
That verse is...
Where's that from? Oh.
Deep. I can't remember.
I can't lie, yeah. I was stupid, yeah, because, like, when I was in my dumb stage, I wanted a tattoo with that. But then I was like, nah, that's stupid. Like, what am I marking my body for?
Oh, it is true.
The very act is
but
not...
yeah, literally. Do you know what I mean?
Literally writing it on your heart.
Literally. I was like, nah, it's stupid.
But it's those verses are deep. Like, what is it? Verse 17, you said.
Yeah.
And whatever you do in your words or deeds, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Mm. I feel as though like everything that I've been through, like in my Herodias life, did I say it right? Of course I did.
Wow, that was. But yeah,
he's been practicing that in his
head. Sorry,
no. A couple 5 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow. I hate to rain on your parade.
It was alright.
Is it not Herodias? What is it?
Hedonistic.
Or hedonism.
Oh, is that what you meant to say? I thought you said another word.
In that life,
just saying your past life.
Oh no,
in your past life, I feel like everything that I've been through, everything that I've learned,
yeah,
has kind of like stripped down, and now I've like becoming this the person you can't. I definitely can't say the other word, the A1,
you know,
yes, that one. But like, I feel like as though I've had to like give it, like literally give up every pleasure. Cause like,
but is that aside healthy? I'm gonna ask.
No. I found new pleasures. So obviously, like now, horse riding, fam. I ride horses.
You're joking.
I'm being serious,
bro.
I'm like, no, big man. I want to ride a horse. Woodgate? Yeah, no, not Woodgate.
Oh, okay.
I go to West Brom. I'll go West Brom, bro. I was riding on the road, bro. It felt lovely on the road.
That's pretty cool. With fam, I've ridden a horse.
I see in
Egypt. I was scared.
Now, where's he showing me the pictures though? His video. Horses, show me his video.
Camels, as long as he didn't show me mine, because I was on edge. The camels and the horses. I don't do well with things in the air.
The camels get up in reverse though.
Literally, my face was like, like, I was so scared.
But yeah. Like, camels actually get up weird, fam.
Yeah, man. Like, on their knees as well.
It's not comfortable. I rate the people back in the day that were riding them camels, because best believe, I'd rather
on a regular basis. I hear that. But now, do you know what it is? Horse riding is good, but like these new things that I'm kind of doing with myself, like I've even taken up reading books. Mm. I don't read books. I read case studies. But like, I'm having to change my ways and kind of change everything I'm doing to like kind of find
new pathways.
But even little things like, because I've been having a honest conversation with myself, little things that I do, like in my spare time I do watch like just series,
yeah,
and it got to the point where it's like I'm struggling to read the Bible because I'm used to, or just books in general, but I'm struggling to read the Bible, like as in I can read a couple of verses devotional, that's absolutely fine, but like Wes and I were saying oh, let's just sit and read like a chapter,
yeah.
Hard.
And I'm like, bro.
Yeah, because you know what it is? You go to
the
end
of it. You look and you just see how many verses. And I'm
you finished.
No, I don't think I'm going to last the verse.
It's just the mentality of like, I'm just going to scroll and see and how far this is going to go. So I'm just thinking, I know when I get to 25,
I'm thinking, literally, I'm like, I can't do this. Like,
you know, I
cannot, because I'm so used
to. There's so many people listening to this right now.
Action in front of me. Like, I don't even have an imagination. That's when I deep the fact. I don't even have an imagination I'm being told what these people look like.
Wow.
So we started reading Kings. Luckily, the first two chapters have been very gripping.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying it.
Do you know what?
We started a good book.
Kings.
First Kings. Well, I'm a bit behind. Wes is on chapter 5, I'm on chapter 2.
You're not a rake.
Of course he is.
But it made me realize.
Slow down for your wife.
It made me realize, like, that's bad.
Mm.
And that's just because I'm just so used to, like.
That was me.
I'm
last
waiting
year.
For the next episode or whatever. Like, I should be waiting for the next chapter. Do you know what I mean? Like, it should.
I stopped.
Give the same energy.
I didn't write, like, I think last year, I don't know if I wrote a single song last year. And I used to write. Or if I did, it was like a few, like, anything. Yeah, I think the stuff that I popped out, the stuff that I put out on, like, Insta, or the little snippets that I put out must have been from probably the, in terms of were written maybe the year before. And then towards, like, this, like, towards the end of this year, and I would sit down at the blank piece of paper and nothing would come.
Mm.
And part of it was, there wasn't, like, the spiritual link, I can't say it was broken, but it was weak. And, like, but also it was that the same thing of, like, I'm consuming all of these podcasts and all of these, just watching all of these people, and I'm not there, like, reading or listening to the Bible. Or really, I tend to read it, but if I don't read it, I'm listening to it, and I'd stop doing all of that. And the same, and there,
loads of people who are in the same, out of sync.
I need to find something that will engage me.
It's sustainable as well.
Yeah, in a sustainable way as well. Because I can't, like,
I can't watch a sermon. I'll be very honest with you. I think I've said this on the podcast before, which shows I haven't grown. Yeah. I cannot. I still, to this day, I struggle to, like...
I think you might be able to.
To sit. And it's because I want action. Want to see...
Blood and gore.
Do you know what I mean? I want to see action. And I think that's the problem. But what I...
So I was going to ask a quick...
Go on.
Or even, like, either you or Justin, or any of you, like, so with... what's the other word? Asceticism. Like, does a portion of... Because to me, asceticism seems very...
Extreme.
It can't, like...
You're completely abstaining from anything,
from any joy, any
is it godly pleasure, or is it, because obviously abstaining from godly pleasure is not a good thing.
So then would abstaining from obviously sinful pleasure, is that, like, say for example, if we're used to watching, like,
porn.
Huh? I was gonna say TV series. I was relating it to Tuesday
morning. I was like, You have your brain flakes.
Bro, ain't no one done that before. All right, cool. I'm like, let's act like we ain't done that before.
I honestly think watching porn to the point, I don't know. Well, if you're watching porn as a, I don't know, like, as a pastime.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I think if you've reached that point, you're not even, like, masturbating or nothing, you're just watching it just as a series.
Yeah, I don't want to level sin.
I don't even know where we'd go from here.
Typing in the comment section. And
like, no,
people do that, don't they?
Yeah,
people,
like, that is, yeah. So I haven't.
Typing in the comment section.
It sounded like you had.
I haven't. Well, I know she's talking about. I hear stories.
The question I was going to ask was, does, like, did the abstaining from stuff, like, going away from sense, the high, what's the word? Did going away from the high octane make, because there's a degree to which I think it's, like, it is.
Like going cold turkey.
If I've been watching stuff, I find it hard. There's no lying. I find it hard to read the Bible if I've been, like, exhilarated the entire time to come to a book. To come to white paper with black writing.
Saying that, I don't think it, I feel like it didn't change, like, as in the high octane didn't change. Obviously, I just found out, obviously I'm talking about sinful pleasure, like, I abstained from that. But I'm gonna be so honest, like, as in, when I was literally on it,
yeah,
like, as in, I was down, like, as in, I was literally rebuking, praying, I still pray every day, but, like, I feel as though I'm gonna be so honest, I slipped up, like, probably a week ago. So obviously, like, I kind of fell back into, which is obviously, like, now that pathway's been, like, formed again. It's now, like, trying to refocus and trying to be like, yo, don't
it's
do
well,
it.
I think it's, unrealistic. I was even going to say, I think it's unrealistic to think that you won't. I'm not saying that you should not have the mindset to still try, but I think it's unrealistic to think on, if those are hard.
Or it's unrealistic to realize how difficult those are to
I think we need to be honest, you will
but
flop.
But you have to remember, falling God is a will, part of righteousness, it's bro.
You will flop.
It literally talks about it.
I don't think any person who has actually basically gone cold turkey per se with whatever pleasure.
I don't like
is.
How we glorify those testimonies. I just gave up this and never went back to it.
I think you're a liar person. No, but God's power can. I believe God's power can.
Not just that.
But I don't think we tap into it, so therefore I think you have lied.
I believe that.
I just want to say something else as well.
I think God's power is enough to 100%. Stop things.
Yeah,
I was gonna.
I agree with that because I obviously the whole utilization of the power.
Yeah,
I feel as though when I was utilizing the power, that conversation. Yeah, exactly that. But when I did utilize the power, best believe I literally had a new focus. I went for prayer walks. Where I'm praying for everyone
because I'm praying for the girl as well.
But the only thing that made me flop. Was because I got comfortable and I went back to comfort. So obviously in that comfort, I found
and the thing
the
is,
the same piece, but I literally scrutinized myself. Yeah. I was like, "Yo, what are you doing?" I looked in the mirror, I was like, "Justin, what are you doing?" Every time that I've fallen,
God has been screaming at me, "Don't fall."
Yeah,
and He's been saying, "Just call on my name."
100%.
Bro, yeah, when that,
but there is a way out,
and then the decision is left to me. 100%.
Have you seen the way?
Yeah, I have.
He's opening door after door.
I don't see it.
The Bible app just happens to appear, and you're like, you swipe God, and it's like, okay, God. I remember turning off the Bible app notifications.
Notifications.
That's what we do. See, that's what I mean.
Someone will send you a text. You get that WhatsApp.
You've actually sent me a text. That's so mad. Oh my gosh.
But some of other people have sent me texts.
When that WhatsApp chain message comes out.
Nah, it's not even that for me, it's more of like, as in when I want to make a call for a number which I know is working the call doesn't go through.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just like, whoa, big man, I've paid my bill this month, you know, like what's going on?
And the thing is, Psalm 91 probably verse 7 or 9, it says, it's the same verse that Satan uses, but he misquotes it, he doesn't complete the quote of the verse to tempt Christ. And the full verse, I think in Psalm 91 verse 9 or 7, it says, and the Lord will give his angels charge over thee to keep you in your way.
Nah, definitely.
Mad. And the thing is, a lot of the time when we fall, it's because we've made that decision. And I have had to acknowledge that. I have made that decision.
It is a conscious thing.
I've heard God say, call on my name now. I'll send you angels excelling in strength, Alvin.
Nah,
call on my name.
But sometimes you just don't call.
I'm immune to that.
You want to call, but like in your brain, you're just like.
Because God sees your heart. But you've already made the decision. God sees it, and sometimes I'm sat there like, oh God, I know. I'm literally going to call you in like a couple of minutes and just ask for forgiveness. I know. It's horrible.
Personally, I feel like when I do that, I feel like I'm taking advantage of God's grace. I can't lie.
Well, you are. And I am. There's no lying.
You are, but at the same time, I think it's also, I don't know, I'm of the mindset that you still, it's still the what's the pursuits you have in your heart. That's why for me, even if I'm struggling with something, I will never not, I hate using negatives, but I'll never stop praying basically. Because it's like, you're still being intentional. And even, let's be honest, obviously God's power is amazing and we don't always tap into it. And I think once we don't tap into it, we forget what we're dealing with the devil.
Literally,
it's not a case of your friend or whatever. This is a demonic power that you're actually wrestling with. And it's like,
the devil's been around, bruv. The devil knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. Sometimes I think he just leaves you to think that you're fine with God.
I feel like sometimes he just comes out.
Bruv. That's my last thing, as in, I'll finish on a positive. I feel as though, I think I told this testimony in, where was he? He had a praise thing.
Yeah.
I told his testimony about the power of prayer. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's encouraging the youth to like pray more. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to encourage the listeners, yo, pray more, bruv. Like, as in, when your adults say, when your parents say that they're praying for you, best believe they're praying for you for a reason.
We are praying hard.
Okay. When our parents say, we've been the fact that we are adults here, like, we should now pray for like the younger generation coming up, because we do not know the we do know the struggles that they will face, and it will be tenfold,
and it's worse.
Their
struggles are worse than ours.
Exactly. But like, the one thing I would say, that like, when I do pray personally, I do go for my prayer walks, even when I just pray like as in, Lord,
I need your help, bro.
I need that consistency. Yeah, I need everything that you've got for me, that power that you've got for me available for me, the power that says that's labeled Justin, bring it here right now. I need that. And obviously, like, when I do pray that, from best believe I'm like renewed, and like, I'm making smaller goals, and like, that's the one thing that I've like learned to do now, like, learn, just make small goals that I can achieve, realistic, and then I'll be happy that I've achieved it, and then make a next one, and keep on going that way. Mm-hmm. It's all about progress. Like, a prayer is progress right now for me. Do you know what I mean? So that's my last thing.
I'm gonna edit it so that it finishes on that, because I don't think what I'm gonna say is gonna be as powerful as that. I can't lie. All I was gonna say, kind of in addition to that, if you do fall, get up and don't feel as though, when we fall, we have this initial feeling of like, oh, of despair, and then of not wanting to approach God.
Definitely. We're shook. And
we hide. And we are ashamed, yes. We're guilty, yes. Guilt, potentially, I see guilt as, I remember one preacher saying, guilt is a mechanism of God, like, trying to reach you. He's like, you've done something wrong. And he's really saying, yo, come to me. This is the time I need you. But we flipped that. That's the time when we choose to run away from God.
Mm.
The same way Adam and Eve ran and hid from God, we do the exact same thing. So, like, when we do fall, come to God. The other thing I want to say is, and again, you guys can rebut me on this, have the mindset that you might fall. And I'm maybe using the word might, and I know it sounds weird to use the word might when we so regularly fall. And the reason I use that is because, like, I'm starting to try to change my mentality from, okay, I'm gonna fall, to, okay, I've fallen, let me not fall again. If I fall, God will sort me out, but I don't want to, and I'm doing my best not to, because Christ said something interesting every time he forgave people. He'd say, go and sin no more.
Mm.
And it's only recently that I've started deeping that, wow, Christ has just forgiven this person for X, Y, Z, or whatever. And as this person, or he's healed this person, and as this person is walking away, one of the things Christ says is, go and sin no more. And that's heavy. However, if we do fall, always know that we can come back to the throne of grace. And in fact, where sin abounds, grace more abounds. Mm. But again, what Justin said is killer.
100%. I don't have a follow up, you know, if there's anything else.
Go on, T, you got something?
Oh, I was just gonna say, you can't, I don't think it's a healthy mentality to have, that you can just say, oh, I'm not gonna do this, I'm not gonna do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to be honest and realistic with yourself. Number one, knowing, obviously, you God's have to know power. You're weak. Yeah, 100%. And it's 100%. It's nothing off yourself.
Yeah.
So when you do overcome, first of all, make sure you give all the thanks and praise to God, because it was never you. And when you think it's you, you'll find yourself back there as quick as you got the victory. I'll be so.
Can you say that again?
I can't.
No. You can't say that again. Okay. She can't. The moment's gone.
Deep.
The moment's gone.
That's
I deep.
But as soon as, yeah, as quick
the
as
moment
you find,
you
yeah.
think you're fine. Again, and it's bringing it on ourselves as opposed to on God.
100%.
Yeah.
So I think, like, moving forward in, obviously, the topic of ascentism and hedonism is, it's not like completely one or completely the other. It's what is God's ideal,
mm-hmm.
what is the pleasures that he wants for us, because he created us, he created this world, he knows what is best for us. And if we find ourselves moving away from that for whatever reason, there's always going to be an underpinning reason as to why. And the quicker that we are in identifying that, well, it kind of stops that slippery slope. Because everything, it starts off with one thing. It could be, oh yeah, I love chocolate. Like, I do honestly think that you could go from chocolate to drugs or chocolate to porn. Or mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It always, mm-hmm. it's not, you. No one ever, whoever starts an addiction, starts it as, I was addicted to this from day one. It doesn't start from that.
No.
It never starts from that. So if we don't nip things in the bud early with God's strength, yeah.
So that's a wrap, guys. Thank
I think
you.
That's a wrap.
Thanks for listening.
Amazing.
We appreciate you.
Go on,
before
man.
You finish, yeah? I just want to say a quick prayer for the listeners.
Let's
yeah.
go. Let's
love
go.
That.
Lord, I just want to pray for your consistency in everything that we do. Lord, we have our ministries. Lord, we have everything that you want us to do. Lord, I want to pray for the listener that they gain your power and ask for your power when they do need it. I want to thank you for your blessings, and I want to thank you for everything that you will continue to do in our lives and everything that you will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.